This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Oh, exactly. Exactly, sir. The Don and Mike Show.
Big, 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 big and a big, big and a big, 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 big and a big, big and a big, 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 big and a big, 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 bang, 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 big, 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 bang, 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 bang.
Yeah, sure, boy. It's the Don and Mike Show, boy. Yeah, sure. It's funny, right?
Sure.
Why do you favor rape?
We don't.
No.
Why?
We don't, Larry.
Why?
Stop asking. Larry, your bowels don't work.
Why?
Larry, you look like you weigh 35 pounds.
Why?
Larry, your shoulder blades touch.
Why?
How's your wife doing?
That bitch!
Whoa!
Hey, Larry.
Stupid dick!
Knock it off, dude.
Larry.
All right, stand by for Holly Morris Roulette.
Yeah. Very good.
And also,
let me turn down that Zep.
Also, just... get to that too. Very quickly, Buzz, I hope you don't. These are all the notes that I just made myself, and we're not going to get to today.
All right.
I read online that Kathy C. Gifford, just when we had started to turn the corner and say that maybe it'd be nice to have her back on the Regis show for a day.
Yeah, what did she do?
She's announced the reason that she quit the show because her father was dying of cancer and she didn't want to share it on TV.
Shut up! She gets right back to where she was when she left.
I'm saying
she just can't come back.
She can't.
She
stop
just
it.
Can't show up.
No.
Somebody give me a C.
Having said that, you are with a capital C.
She is the worst.
Just as we were about to say, Kelly Ripa has become the new Kathy Lee Gifford.
No, Kelly Ripa has just been elevated in my eyes. Now.
And maybe it might be nice to see Kathy Lee back on that show.
Yes.
Anyway,
but you know, hey, the deal is when she comes on the show. Now we can enjoy her more because she was the one that we loved to hate.
Also, Monday Night Football, Hank Williams, whatever they're doing, redoing the All My Rowdy Friends here for Monday Night with an all-star band that, again, to me is anything but all-star.
Just kind of retreads that they're putting up there?
Yeah, I think it's like, if you remember the last year that ABC did that, when they had Monday Night Football, they had an all-star band. I use that quote, like that Dr. Evil quote, with Stevie Van Zandt and Charlie Daniels.
Just kind of second-tier guys that they had there. Yeah. But the good thing, they always have Hank Jr., and in my opinion, he gets better looking every year.
on ESPN, I don't think they had Hank Jr. last year, which is why they put out that big press release saying that they're bringing him back this year.
He was a much uglier guy until he fell off a mountain.
And then the other thing I read about the Super Bowl was that it's on Fox this year. Mm-hmm. And you know who the host is for the entire Super Bowl broadcast?
Seacrest.
Brian Seacrest.
Ugh.
I mean, he'll be there at least before they toss it over to the football guys, but he's doing the halftime show and... Yeah,
I mean, it's just he's got his fingers in everything, and it's and they don't smell good.
That's what I've heard.
Here they are, the Indianapolis Colts. And with the Colts, our bigger band.
All righty. How do you like my hair? Seacrest, playing football. Out.
ABC is making a 2020 about a guy, about that guy that killed himself, mm-hmm. rather than get busted on the Chris Hansen show.
Right.
They're
right.
turning that around. And also online, I saw a picture, John, if you could get it for our website, or one of our listeners will. Two boob shots of women who have recently had babies.
Ah, yeah. And, is one of them Nicole Richie? Oh, had babies or pregnant?
Had babies.
Right.
Both Selma Hayek
and
Jamie Presley. I got emailed pictures recently of both of them after they've had the baby.
Yeah, I don't think Selma Hayek's had hers yet.
Well, gosh, you know what? I don't know.
She's still pregnant. I saw a recent picture of her walking across. She is
huge.
So huge.
Okay.
It's incredible.
I take it back. You're right. She hadn't yet.
Right.
But the new picture I saw of Jamie Presley shows that tiny, my name is Earl Waste, is back. But if you remember those boobs that were big before she was pregnant?
Do they stick around?
Forget it. They're gigantic.
Really?
So big.
So they stuck around with that one.
So big.
And
so
really,
nice.
Of all things, even Nicole Richie has been seriously visited by the booby fairy. I saw her, and she had the whole thing about anorexia and all that, and you see a picture of her, and it was just a lovely side shot.
I thought hers...
It helps her out a lot.
What?
It helps her out a lot.
I saw a front shot of her, though, and it looked like someone had put a couple of pears in tube socks.
Yeah, she's still way too thin.
Because she's so goddamn thin.
She's way too thin, but, I mean, it is such an improvement on where she was. Yeah. She's still ridiculously thin, but it was, it's not that cadaver look that she had before. And up top, hello. It's a wonderful thing, nature, isn't it? It's delightful.
Thank you, Robbie. Hold on. And here's one more thing. The guy from Good Charlotte is a follow-up. The guy's name is Joel Madden.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He wanted to surprise his girlfriend, Nicole Richie, with a ring. But when he was on the Regis show yesterday, Regis blew it for him.
Yeah.
Now, do we have a tape of this?
So you're getting married?
It says, Regis said, you're going to present her. Maybe, did I hear the right thing or should I not talk about this? Then he said, what?
Such a bonehead.
And Regis said, a little ring? And then the guy says, according to this transcript, I was hoping it would be a surprise.
Oh, God.
Do we have that?
So did she get the ring or not? That's what I'm not sure about.
He was going to do it this weekend, is what he said.
So he was originally going to do it. He was going to give her the ring on the show?
No, I think it was planned to give it this weekend.
Oh, okay. He ruined it.
Regis
ruined it.
Anyway, Robbie's got the tape. Here it is. And...
coming your way in just 24 days. King of Queens on My 20.
All right. That's the worst yet.
Gotcha.
I am the fish. Did he get you too?
Yes.
He did it to you too. Oh, that's why. 1,000%. That's why it was sold on me so well.
I swear to Christ. We got every other tape of Regis Philbin, and that's right. That's what we threw in. Okay. I get jokes.
Well, if I win that lottery, maybe I won't have to try these.
Oh, hold on.
Coming your way in just 24 days. The King of Queens on My 20.
Only 24 days, huh, Robbie?
Now, here's what's great, Mike. In 24 days,
yeah.
Channel 20 is going to show two episodes every night, and there's one episode where Doug and Carrie.
Shut up. I'm going to throw water on you.
All right, now.
Oh, almighty.
Holly Morris Roulette.
Oh, boy. I'm going to pick sheep shearing.
Mike, it's been a couple of days since we've done this.
Oh.
And we have some new additions.
She's been out and about at the county fairs, hasn't she?
Besides her going to another county fair, she also did salsa and tango dancing.
God bless her.
Well. And she was also at a skateboard park.
Oh, I'd love to hear skateboard park.
Uh-oh. Because
that's when she's going to get really excited.
Really depends.
Let's see where it lands,
where
Don.
Where it lands.
Yeah.
There it is.
Morris Roulette.
Betting to ends.
Remember, she's the feature reporter for Channel 5.
Very good.
In D.C.
All right, we landed on Holly.
Hold on a second.
Wow. If only.
Yeah, we landed on Holly.
Where do we land?
No. So, hey, have you found anyone you like yet?
There's some that I've seen that look pretty, but...
So, have you got any bartering tactics?
It's all about the train.
All about the train. Bride. She wants a train here. Anybody
this is
got
the brides.
The
oh, it's running with the brides this time.
The brides.
All right. Let's move on over here and see what else we can find. I kind of like this girl's method up here. She's high, so everyone can see her dress. Oh, now this is kind of nice.
Boy, this is where she goes nuclear, though. She gets into that stratosphere.
Hello. Hi, how are you? She wants to be on top of the table so everyone can see her. But
okay, I'll turn that one
down. Oh, God.
And again, she's the perky, like, hyperactive poodle from Channel 5.
The human interest reporter. Let's see where it lands. Oh, hey, you really spin that ball well.
As I mentioned, we've got a bunch of new ones in here.
You do that with your thumb.
And here we go. Come on.
It's really fun. You know, every time I come out to the fair, I do the fair circuit every year.
Fair.
I always learn something new. And if you're someone that goes to the fair and you limit yourself to the rides and the funnel cakes, I know they're good. And I know it's fun, then you're really not getting the full fair experience. So we're here at the Howard County Fair this morning in West Friendship, Maryland, where we are down on the farm. This is the petting zoo area where the kids really can get up close and personal with the animals. Tommy Mullenix is the sheep supervisor.
Oh,
and
it's the sheep shearing.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you all?
My favorite.
Great. Tell me a little bit about what makes your fair unique.
Well, Howard County Fair has been kept around for years and try to keep the old way so that when people come here,
Mike, you
got to
spin again.
Please do.
60 years ago.
It's like
Tommy's putting me to sleep over here.
Okay.
What's it going to land on right now?
Come on, new one.
What's that on the roulette ball?
Is that blood? What do we land on this time?
Well, if I win that lottery, maybe I won't have to try these crazy stunts anymore. Oh, well, I haven't won it yet. So, crazy stunt of the day? Trying my hand, or my balance, I should say, at... Oh, hello. Sorry about that. Good thing we have helmets on. The Ripstick. It is the latest, greatest craze when it comes to skateboarding.
Oh, no.
Everybody wants one, if you're cool, that is. We're going to show you how it works, what it is, live from the Charles County Skate Park.
Thank
Please
you.
Don't leave me. And I'll introduce you to my new partner here. Coming up next, stay with us. It's all live on 5 o'clock Morning News. Woo, around the rail.
Holly's so energetic. If she was going to do any kind of skateboarding, I'd like to see her do that... That same kind of pit that guy who fell 50 feet was in.
The X Games.
That would be wonderful.
Here we go again, Mike. Spin again. Come on.
The hair came off the ball. All right.
Let me tell you, if only you could smell it. That food is off the hook.
Yeah.
It is good this morning. I think I know what I'm having for breakfast. This is an awesome fair because it is different from the regular fair circuit.
It's another
like
fair.
You said, it's
another
free,
fair.
5 miles.
It's a different fair.
I'm surprised she's not enormous.
That Arlington has. Sean Kelly is the chairman of the board. He joins me this morning. Good morning to you.
You're beginning
morning,
to
Holly,
hear the formula.
I'm doing great.
Though.
And tell me real quickly just some of the highlights of the Arlington County Fair.
Well, tonight is media and premiere night. It's the first time we've ever opened on Wednesday. We've got carnival rides for kids and for adults.
Yep, thank you. Let's spin it again.
Okay, hold on a second.
What the hell? What did you rub the ball in this time?
My ball.
I'm trying to make some moves on the dance floor this morning. I am live at the Dance Factory in Arlington.
Oh, God.
It's really hard to dance and talk at the same time and stay on track. It's a little morning waltz. Why? Well, because so you think you can dance. I'm totally off, by the way, right now. Finals are tonight. There's no laughing when we're waltzing.
You picture her at home like
not
tonight.
Me. Nonetheless,
with
there's a whole
runny
lot
mascara,
of winning,
just sitting there knocking back some Jack Daniels.
Well, I bet it's wine.
No. She's in a bath. She's in a bathtub. She's in a bath.
Yes.
She's in the bathtub, and she kind of looks like Tammy Faye.
Yeah, that's the look where she's covered with the makeup
and
the rouge is all smeared.
It's all running.
Yeah,
down
the running
her face.
Mascara is what I picture too. The hair is completely unkempt.
She almost looks like the Scream mask.
Right.
You know, in the Scream movies.
And she's got, and you're right, she's in the tub, but the tub, there's steam rising up from the tub, and she has a bottle of booze next to her in the tub. And all she's doing is sitting there and going.
You see, I have a totally different image.
What do you think?
I see her at home with gallons and gallons of wine gone, looking at a camera, not hooked up to anything, and say, I'm here with a young man, and I'm going to try very hard, to bring him to food.
Let's spin it again, guys. Spin it.
Holly on. Morris Roulette.
And where are we landing now?
Oh,
Holly,
look at that.
Good morning.
That was so nice of you to call me a teenager, Gravier. I really appreciate that compliment.
No,
actually, what I was just thinking when you guys were talking about bending up like Beckham, I was like, if they did a movie every time someone dreamed of David Beckham,
God.
There'd be a whole lot of sequels to that movie.
Yes. You dumb bitch.
Oh, God.
Wouldn't it be great if the guy just said, did our thing?
Right.
Thank you, Holly Ass.
Holly Morris Ass is at the county fair right now. She's at the dance studio. Thanks, Holly Ass.
Yeah, that would be Mike Sellers who grows the boardest with her.
Aside, David Beckham is an incredible soccer talent. The fact that he's incredible looking is just an added bonus. But he has given an energy to soccer here in the States
right.
that a
spin
lot
it again.
Of people have been looking
it.
For some
spin
time.
Spin it again.
Well, we want to talk to some of the ladies.
Now,
that are
wait a minute. That ball is growing hair now. It appears to have grown hair. Nope, that's just a hair sticking to it.
A long hair, though.
Right, very long. It doesn't appear to be curly, though.
So where we ended up.
What is this?
I know. I wish this is the one time I could get in on the action.
Oh,
look at
being
so hot outside. Plus, it
looks
like
when she went to the male
really
prostitute.
A lot of fun. We are live at the Wakefield Rec Center this morning, the Audrey Moore Rec Center at Wakefield, I should say, in Annandale, where we are watching some inner tube water polo play and helping me figure it all
inner
out.
Inner tube water polo.
On the end of
That's
the
good on morning TV.
That's right.
Did you get involved in this sport?
I actually started playing at UVA my second year there.
Oh, I see. I'm sensing the big UVA contingency.
There are a lot of UVA grads here.
Right.
This
right.
is Holly Morris.
So now,
I like my food delivered, please.
As they come by. We want to get you as close to the action as we can. But let's talk a little bit.
Spinning it again.
Here we go, Mike. Here we go. Come on, big bucks. No whammies.
Oh, that's a good one.
No whammies.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to cut back on my nose picking, actually. So I don't think I'm going to cut back on a nose picking.
Morning.
They do have that some funny jargon when it comes to this sport, but I tell you, they got some awesome moves, and they expect to see it all.
Ah, she's skateboarding.
The Mid-Atlantic Skate Series. It is the largest series of its kind in the country, and Kurt Kimball is the man behind its success. Look at him. Still skateboarding after all these years.
You know what? You know what the worst is? The worst is when the guest tries to match Holly's energy. Don't do that.
Man, you look good.
This keeps in shape.
It does. So this, you know, I wouldn't think of skateboarding.
Try it, Holly.
Sport, but, man, please. You're a testament to it.
It's after... It's one more spin, the one we grew up in.
So you know what? We've done this series before,
Boy,
but
the ball
every
looks
year
very
it
odd
seems to get
right
bigger
now.
And better. And I can't believe it's been 5 years.
Five years now.
How far you come?
It's amazing.
Something's green that's on that ball.
Come on, Holly.
Let's see where it lands.
Come on.
Didn't get a chance to hear her skateboard. Oh, look at that one.
Be hyperactive. Well, she's always hyperactive.
Good
she is
morning. Indeed. I love the Girl Scouts. I was one growing up, and I love camp. I went to camp growing up, and you always know the sign of a good camp. You know how you know that? Because they have a great welcome song. Hit it.
We welcome you. God.
Yay.
Yeah, this is Good Morning TV.
Yes, sir. Meanwhile, now she's there with a bottle of Jack Daniels. She's going to get a full ashtray with the cigarettes. You know.
Let's hear how hyper she is here after the kids do their thing.
How about that for a wake up? Tuesday morning, this is Camp CEO.
How about that for a punch in the face?
Sitting in that tub that she drew for herself, you know, with the steam rising up going, Katie Couric has a CBS Evening News. Look at me, I'm Holly Morris sitting here in this tub in my own stink.
Just as cute as a peyote button.
Yeah, that's Holly Morris.
So it's celebrating its 10th anniversary. The idea is absolutely brilliant as it brings female leaders in our business community together with our female leaders of the future. Danella Brockington is the vice president of ACS Governance.
You know, I can't help myself, Mike. I love spinning.
Oh, so look at that ball now. Paul's got nubs.
Let me tell you, if only you could smell it. That food is off the hook.
Yeah.
It
that
is
landed
good
on
this morning.
Yeah.
I think I know what I'm having for breakfast. This is an awesome fair because it is different from the regular fair circuit. Like you said, it's free, 5 miles from the White House, and it is the largest multi-day event that Arlington has. Sean Kelly is the chairman of the board. He joins me this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Holly. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. And tell me real quickly just some of the highlights of the Arlington County Fair.
Well, tonight is me.
We're not speeding up her voice. No.
No, that's accurate, except when she's at home, quietly, going, Ann Curry gets the goddamn Today Show. What am I doing? I'm going down to the Waffle House during a blood drive.
Right,
Jesus,
on.
I hate my life.
I know we got to do commercials, but we're going to just do a real fast Beatrice Arthur roulette. From the B. Arthur reality show.
You need the bigger ball.
We're going to be using a pool ball, Mike.
It'll sound the same, but trust us, it's larger. Beatrice Arthur Roulette.
What is B doing now?
Oh, look at that.
Aficionados of Tinkle Erotica.
Oh, dear. Wow. B's voice has gotten so much deeper.
Hi, I'm B. Arthur. I played a tutor on Golden Girls.
Oh,
but today, I'm doing it for real. Reporting for work. Without a script.
Oh, no.
I'm B. Arthur.
Hi. I understand you're interested in being a teacher or a tutor for the SAT.
Well, Mike, it's time to roll again for B. Arthur Roulette.
Let's roll. Let's roll. Hi, I'm B. Arthur. Let's shake your hand.
Come on, Beatrice.
There it is. Oh, there's where the pool ball landed.
She walked me up the steps. I have a feeling she had one hand behind my back, ready to push me up if I stepped back, which I was tempted to do.
Hi.
Hi. Come on in.
Hello. Ellen.
This is B. Arthur.
Hi. How nice you to meet you.
Please hello, kids.
Hi. You're the greatest. Go ahead, please. I watch you.
Come on. Are you going to spin B again?
Yeah.
This is B. Arthur Roulette.
I am here to
see what I hear her. Oh, there it is. What's this one say?
Holly, good morning.
That was
Holly Morris. No.
I really appreciate that compliment. No,
that's wrong. We're supposed to be playing B. Arthur.
I was like, if they did a movie every time someone was
dreamed of
around again.
There'd be a whole lot of sequels to that movie.
Oh, no. Okay. That says B. Arthur on it.
Once asked me, what is scarier, walking into a schoolroom for the first time or
looking in my underpants?
Oh, no.
Grab life by the balls.
That's all. We got a break.
Thank you, Beatrice.
You know, Mike, I'm sorry we didn't have... We never got to that.
Well, I feel like I've been shortchanged.
In no way have you been shortchanged.
I feel that's not fair, Don. I had some message for you. Not Beatrice.
We can play Mary Berry Roulette. All right. And there we go.
Ward 8 is a great place to be. Ain't that a bitch? Alfonso Scofield Jr.
And your father.
I'm your father. I explained to you later.
I would explain.
Man, I can't remember the lyrics anymore. What a bitch. That sucks. Yeah, that's right. I see you, Rob. You're holding up that sign, yeah. Says time and commercial. And we like to call you paying the light bill.
I guess at some point we'll talk about why you are becoming friends with Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Well, birds of a feather flock together. That's what I have to tell you right at the beginning. Are you going to play my song?
Alfonso Scofield Jr.
Well, fine. Now I will have that in my head all weekend.
It's not that important. I would explain.
Oh, let's play some roulette. Is this Holly Morris, Beatrice Arthur, or Mayor Barry Roulette?
Up where you land. Hold on a second.
Hold on a second.
Opening on Broadway. I have my own theory about that. I find I'm scared to death of these children.
I have a joke for you, but you can't have my phone number.
What is your joke?
What is the difference between Beatrice Arthur and an old shoe?
What, Mayor Barry?
You can't eat an old shoe if you want to.
Alfonso Scofield Jr. and your father...
I'm playing roulette and singing.
It's not that important. I would explain to you later.
Good morning. And you really can sense the excitement in the city. I'm telling you,
Holly Morris.
Not just another
she's
day
sexy.
At RFK. Not just another soccer game. This is the soccer game.
I know. We're having too much fun.
Land on, Holly.
Time for this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.